Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Ooh. I don't think that I can live no other way. Yes. I can't live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is State of the Soul Address. State of the Soul, S-O-U-L, address. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or have the link text straight to your phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. so that you can hear it, share it, re-listen to it, forward it to others by sending the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's the entire number. Again, you can go ahead and do that now. Text the message MM. Put that in the message portion. And then for the phone number or the recipient, enter the phone number 33222. And that will allow you to follow Morning Motivation. You will receive a confirmation text. Well, you can learn more about me, send me your testimonies and your prayer requests on feelthefire.com. That is FeelDFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, reading from the KJV. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let me read that last verse again. Pay attention now. Ever learning and never able, or but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it out loud with me wherever you are. State of the Soul Address. We see what we've just read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, evidence today as people have not only individually turned away from God, becoming angry, even if you say something as simple as God bless you when they sneeze, to our nation having collectively turned away from God. Understand that we've gone far beyond just saying we don't want prayer in the schools to now we don't even want God's name stated aloud in the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't want students to write papers about God even when they've been given the choice to pick their own topics, erroneously believing that constitutional separation of church and state means that even the mention of God by a student is an infringement of constitutional rights. We don't want people to say, or Christians to say, that we only believe marriage is between a man and a woman without name calling or bullying them as a phobe for exercising their right to their religious beliefs, all while simultaneously demanding that people respect your right to believe differently. After all, if a Christian is a homophobe, then are you not a Christophobe for attacking them for their beliefs? Ah, you see what I mean now. Our souls have become decadent. They have deteriorated to the point where we cannot even respectfully disagree anymore. In the book of Proverbs 23, verse 7, the Bible teaches us that as a man or a woman thinketh in his or her heart, so is he. So you see that a person cannot govern any better than the status of his or her soul. A person cannot lead any better than the status of his or her soul. A person cannot parent. A person cannot supervise. A person cannot establish nor run a company. A person cannot be a good wife or a good husband. A person cannot be a good friend. A person cannot lead a church or a ministry. A person cannot do anything better than the status of his or her soul. Because whatever is in them will come out. The book of Luke 6:45 states that out of the good treasure of the heart, that's where a good man or a good woman bringeth forth good things. But out of the evil treasure of the heart, that's where a good or an evil man or evil woman bringeth forth that bad or evil or immoral, illegal or unethical conduct. Because out of the abundance of the heart is where the mouth speaketh. Hallelujah. The state of our souls today. Now, I don't have but 15 minutes, so I have to speed it up. But in that book of 2 Timothy, the Bible begins to give us some of the characteristics that we would see in the last days, so that we have a universal litmus test to measure where we are in God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, lovers of ourselves. Oh, isn't this where we are today? So self-centered and so self-focused. Everything is always about me. Everything is always about you. Everything is always about I. How many selfies must we see of you in the same day on Instagram or on Facebook? How many shades of lipstick do we have to see you model? How many angles of your pet or your abs must we see in one day? How many outfits must we see you model this morning alone? You see, everything is always about me. We have children raising the parents. You know how they say the inmates are running the asylums. The children are telling the parents what to do. The children are telling the parents what they will not do. The children are aggressive and they're physically assaulting their parents, and the parents are standing for it saying, well, they just have a little problem. No, 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 no. I am grown and I never raised my hand to my mother, and still am afraid to do so today. The state of our souls today, what has happened? You see, this is not a Republican thing. This is not an independent Tea Party, Libertarian, nor Green Party thing. It is a state of our souls thing, where we have distanced ourselves from God. And we're seeing the ramifications of that today. Notice I said we, because I'm included in this. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And God today wants to give us restoration. Where are we, church leaders, that we are not involved to the point of influencing policy, influencing the nation, and influencing leadership? We can't do it because we're not right. Our souls are not right. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're caught up in adultery and fornication. We're caught up in embezzlement and mismanagement. We're caught up in lies and gossiping. We're living any kind of way, doing any kind of thing, and we're supposed to be the example. We are the measuring rod. The state of our souls as a nation is decadent because the leaders of the nation, from a soul or spiritual standpoint, are decadent. The state of our souls today. Ooh, I'm running out of time. I better hurry up and speed this thing up because we have to get ready to go into prayer. Now, the great thing is that we don't have to stay in the shape that we're in. Come on and magnify the Lord. That ought to do something to you right there. We don't have to stay decadent because we are decadent. We don't have to stay in sin because we have sinned. We don't have to stay immoral, illegal, or unethical because that has been the pattern of our prior bad acts. But no, we are able, hallelujah, to submit unto the Lord and let our lives be turned around. Because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. Today, God wants you to know that he's married to the backslider, Jeremiah 3:14. Found yourself in any of those characteristics or conduct that we read in 2 Timothy 3 or in any other sin, God is saying to you, I'm here to give you another chance. I'm here to grant unto you restoration because I'm married to the backslider. I love to restore you, to redeem you. I love you so much that John 3:16 states, I so love the world. Who is the world? That's you and that's me. That's us and that's we. That he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever, that's you and that's me, that's us and that's we, believeth in him, should not perish, should not have to live eternity in hell. That means whosoever, no matter what you have done, even up until this very moment, salvation is available unto you today, but shall have everlasting life. You see, God desires to prosper us and not to harm us. He said in Jeremiah 29, he desires to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He said in Ephesians 3:20, he desires for our eyes to be able to visualize what they've never seen, our ears to hear sounds and experiences that they've never heard, our hearts to conceptualize, to dream big like they've never done in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Ooh, how are we going to do it? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Because in Romans 10:9-10, the word says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not if you'll take off your makeup, not if you'll just only give offering, not if you'll just only give tithe, not if you just make sure you're sitting in the pews, not if you've just been baptized, but did you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus? Did you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead? Did you repent? Then you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. The state of our souls today, God is tired of us living beneath our privilege, living beneath our goals, living beneath our purpose, living beneath our destinies, individually and collectively, our marriages being destroyed, our kids being incarcerated. I'm not talking about one particular race. I'm not talking about any particular political party. I'm talking about all of us. As a nation, God has purpose. God has destiny. God has blessings. God has greatness. God has greatness. God has greatness for you and for me, for us and for we. God has love. God has peace. God has long suffering. God has unity for me and for you, for us and for we. God has everything that we need, even the ability for us to respectfully disagree and attack the issues on the merits without attacking the character of other people. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Just begin to praise the Lord even now. Say, Lord, I apologize for my role in the deterioration of our souls. Lord, I apologize, hallelujah, for my role in the deterioration of our souls. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for having given us another day, Father, as we begin to examine ourselves, examine our own lives, examine our own conduct, examine our own souls, our thought processes, the words that have come out of our mouth, being that the mouth has been attached, Lord God, to what is coming out of our heart, being that the heart is attached to what is embedded in our souls. Who have we become, Father, that we are so quick to call each other names? Who have we become, Father, that we have forgotten how to love our fellow men, to love our fellow woman? Who have we become, Lord, as a nation, as individuals, as families, as leaders, Lord God, as friends, that we no longer know how to respectfully disagree? Hallelujah. Father, we've lived and we've walked out of alignment. And as a result, our nation is crooked, Father. We've said things that we should not say. And as a result, our nation is a potty mouth nation. Father, help us. Help us. Help us. We repent right now. Jesus. Father, we've gotten so bad that we will defame others on social media, that we will go out and destroy livelihoods. Father, we don't even like legal due process anymore, but we will destroy one another in the court of public opinion. We will destroy other people's children. We will name call children. We don't care. How low can you go is our new standard. Like Nike, we say, let's just do it. Like Burger King, we say, I only want to have it my way. Father, we come repenting. Our souls are decadent, and this is the legacy which we have established for the future generations. We say we are sorry, Lord. Now, Father, I come in agreement with those listening now and those with whom they will share this later. Father, for whatever they need today, if they need healing, you got it. Father, if they need peace, reconciliation, reconsideration, finances, whatever it is that they need, joy, if they need deliverance, you got it. Father, I just come believing today that you are going to restore and redeem, restore and redeem, restore and redeem me and you and we and us. Father, you are going to bless, you are going to bless, you are going to bless you and me and we and us. Father, we count it done. Now let everyone listening come in agreement. In the name of Jesus, and say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Our time is run. I have to give you our task for today. But I want to give an altar call right quickly. And then we will end. Continue to praise the Lord. Don't stop praising him. Just continue to say, Lord, I thank you that I'm going to get it right today. Lord, I thank you that I'm going to get it right today. Now, for those of you who are not saved or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sins. I repent, and I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Make sure you're going to church. You're in a good Bible-believing church. You're going to Bible study, Sunday school, and that you're tuning in live at 6:30 a.m. with me to Morning Motivation, or you're listening to the recording at 8 a.m. and available all day on FuelTheFire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, or go ahead and text the message MM to phone number 33222, and you'll get the recording straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Now, our topic for today is the state of the soul address. Your task is to pay attention to what comes out of your mouth today. This will be a controversial day among political parties, but you don't have to attack a person's character to attack issue. Be a light. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Go get your blessing.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working.